it's like, you know, you're kind of like going to these pet stores now, and you know, like, you can ride these birds, and like, they're entirely artificial, and you know, you bring them home, and like, you put batteries in them, and you just sit them in the corner, you know, and like, they've got these samples in them, so like, you can say things, you know, and these birds will talk back to you, and then you can, like, you can turn them off, you know, at night, when you go to sleep, so they don't bother you in the morning, you know, and I say to myself, you know, it's like, you know, it's like, you know, it's like, what's the use? I mean, what's the use? I mean, something like so, what's the use? Maybe that's what's the use. I mean, it's not as if she hasn't taught us something or something, you know. I said to myself, you know, this is pretty cool. I've got the sound system, you know, it's like my personal inner space, you know, and I can get from place to place. And then this voice comes on, right, you know, it says to me, you know, that within 10 years, you know, when it comes to the operation of carbon monoxide and stuff in the atmosphere, like the world population, you know, the polar ice caps will melt, you know, and then like 80% of civilization will be underwater, and then the rest of us, you know, will like have no place to live or eat anymore, and like the air will degrade. You know, I said to myself, you know, it's like, what's the use? Use. You know, like I'm in a supermarket, I'm buying these groceries, you know what I'm saying? You know, this guy just comes up to me and says, you know, like, you know, there's pesticides on those things, and I say, you know, it's produce, you know, you've got to have produce today, it means fresh fruits and vegetables, and he says, you know, the amount of stuff inside it, it'll kill you in 10 years, and I say, well, so what, can you wash it off or something? So you've got to put it in 80 minutes, and you know, these suds, and I don't like this sort of suds, and just because they're more inflatable, and they don't have an atmosphere, and I say to myself, you know, it's like, what's the use? I mean, you know, it's like, what's the use? Pretty grim, huh? Pretty grim, huh? I mean, it's pretty grim. Pretty grim. Sure, I mean, David Berg can sing about these nuts and berries and things, you know, like, I mean, sure, he's a multi-million recording star, but I mean, like, I lived in a cage for just 2 years, you know, and, like, I cleaned all my body of all this biodegradable stuff, you know, it's like, I'm having this wonderful time, and then suddenly I realize, like, it's acid rain that's falling down, and it's killing all the plants, you know, it's getting to the water and killing off the fish, and I say to myself, you know, like, okay, this is my body, I mean, this is nature, I mean, this isn't naturally, I mean, I say to myself, and it's like, what's the use? I mean, so what's the use? As if nature didn't teach us something, hasn't it? Hasn't it? I mean, hasn't it? I mean, we save a baby, so we said we have, you know, for like 18 years, we buy all this technical stuff, and we're going to have at least $200,000 worth of it in like this room alone, you know, and we're going to these computers, and like half the stuff's obsolete the next day you buy it, and does it even get us like one good breakfast? No!